Agriculture is one of the most important economic activities in Africa. In addition to providing employment, agriculture has the potential to transform African societies through the increased export of produce to Western markets. Many agree that the transformation will not take place without increased investment in agriculture, including public or private loans to small farmers. Among those taking advantage of new opportunities are Kenyan farmers, including some who are now making millions of dollars exporting flowers. According to the International Food Policy Research Institute, horticulture has become the third largest source of foreign exchange in Kenya after tourism and tea. But farming in Kenya is still typically carried out by small farmers who usually cultivate no more than 2 hectares. Adieno Acheng is a small farmer in Kenya. She says the government can support farmers like herself by subsidizing farm inputs like fertilizers and seeds.
Second, it is through contract farming, where farmers are contracted to do some farming and then people come and buy from them.
Patrick Devinish is the CEO of AICO Africa Limited. He was recently in New York to network with other African CEOs at the annual Frontier 100 meeting. His company is one of the few that have invested heavily in African agriculture, and the returns have been good.
We have two companies involved in agriculture, Hybrid Maize Seed Company, which provide improved maize seed varieties to around about a dozen African countries, and two of the countries in particular that we operate in have moved from grain deficits to grain surpluses over the last 5 or 6 years, and we feel very happy about that. We've also got a cotton ginning company in Zimbabwe where we buy about 150,000 tons of seed cotton from which is produced by 80,000 small-scale farmers whose production costs are funded by us.
Devinish says that the agriculture sector in Africa is a particularly under-targeted area that offers great returns for any Western investor. He would also like to see U.S. companies provide a market for African agriculture exports.
The provision of markets for products is really important. We like to see demand pull rather than push.
Devinish says that his company has been providing financing to small-scale cotton farmers, the same type of help that Adieno Acheng, a small-scale farmer in Kisumu, says that would greatly improve their agriculture produce.
Making farmers accessible to agricultural loans, they'll use the money to produce more in agriculture. The other one is to promote commercial farming practices. In this case, where farmers are encouraged to farm, to do some commercial farming, not just subsistence farming.
African small business farmers need access to financial resources to expand their businesses. But for years, investment has declined, starting with government pulling resources traditionally meant for agriculture sector. Mr. Mohamed Bivogi is the director of the Western and Central Africa Division of the International Fund for Agriculture Development in Rome, Italy. He says that the declines in financial resources meant for agriculture were reduced in favor of other sectors.
Agriculture has been lagging behind because even public sector did reduce its own investment in agriculture the last 20 years, starting with governments themselves. And international development aid share reduced from 20% to 4%, you know, until 3-4 years ago.
But he says that there are encouraging signs to show that this trend is changing.
Now it's picking up. It's picking up. You know, people complain about the hiking of food prices. Yes, it is bad, but for agriculture somewhere, it is an opportunity that is coming.
But Bogavoy says that productivity in Africa has a long way to catch up with counterparts in Asia.
We still have to introduce new seeds. We still have to introduce new technologies, fertilizers, in order really to rise to the level of the productivity that is there in Asia. You know, and with that, certainly, at a point, people think that Africa will contribute greatly into not only feeding itself, but feeding the world.
One of the companies helping to provide support to African farmers is the Africa Finance Corporation. For now, the company serves West Africa. Its CEO, Andrew Ali, says the strategy for investing in African agriculture should mirror the Asian counterparts in countries like Singapore.
My own personal view is that a model or models that involve working with smallholders will be sort of much more likely to be successful than trying to replicate, the big, let's say, corn farms in the Midwest of the U.S., because neither the soil conditions or climatic conditions nor, frankly, the social conditions mean that that sort of enterprise is the most effective. And you already have models of companies from Asia. I mean, there's a large Singaporean company that's very successful in the agribusiness sector. It's already operating on a model where it sort of works with smallholders and then offtakes the products. And you see this across many subsectors of agribusiness in Africa.
But investing in agriculture is more than putting up money for seeds and fertilizers, a sentiment echoed by both Bivogi and Ben Ali.
Remember that investing in agriculture doesn't mean only investing stricto sensu in agriculture itself. Because if you want agriculture to work, you need to allow agricultural product to get to the market. That means you need roads.
The decision to invest in local agriculture often depends on a region's ability to move goods from the farm to the factories or to ports for export.
There are also big opportunities in transporting agricultural products to market and to processing them. As you know, agriculture accounts for the vast majority of employment across the continent and a very large chunk of the continent's GDP.
In most of Africa, poor road infrastructure accounts for investors' decisions to look elsewhere. Economists point to Malawi, which earns up to 70% of its foreign exchange from tobacco, but most of it is grown in the rural areas where farmers have to transport the crop many miles to the commercial capital, Blantyre. For Voice of America, I'm Jackson Vunganyi.